Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Good evening, everybody. I am Bart Winkler. Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show. Infinity Sports Network. Odyssey app. Sirius XM, channel 375. And ask your smart device to play the Infinity Sports Network. It was a big weekend in sports. There were a couple of champions crowned. You had Florida being crowned on Monday. You had UConn being crowned on Sunday in the different college basketball tournaments. You also had this special moment. Alex Ovechkin for the Washington Capitals against the New York Islanders. I was quizzing you before. With goal number, record-breaking goal number, 895.
Dylan Strome, he and Chychrun will team up and glide through center. Right side to Wilson. Centered up. Ovechkin has it. He scores! He scores! Alex Ovechkin scores 895! There's a new goal-scoring champion! And his name is Alexander Ovechkin! He has done it here on Long Island! His teammates mob him. There is but one. Alexander the Great, the greatest to ever do it in National Hockey League history.
So you may be thinking to yourself here in this moment as a listener to the show, where's Bart going with this? Is he about to talk hockey? The answer is not really. I'm going to talk tickets. That's what I'm talking about.
What do you mean by that?
Well, so here's the thing. So the Islanders have this incredible opportunity where they don't have Alex Ovechkin. They don't have a player this caliber. They are, you know, the New York Islanders doing however it is that they are doing in the hockey. So are the Rangers making the playoffs or not? Are they out of it?
No.
They're out?
They're mathematically still there, but this season's over for the Rangers. They're dead.
I thought they were doing the thing where they take four from each division. They're not doing that?
No.
Oh. Okay, so they're like 10 points back.
Pretty much.
All right, and the Islanders are right there with them. So they've got this opportunity to have a big celebration in their building, with it being a road game, and not a lot of the ticket prices were probably secondhand and with the Islanders fans that had those tickets. But still, there's an opportunity here to sell merchandise and sell accessories that you were at the game and that you witnessed this part of history. So a couple of different things happened. They were selling tickets, and they were selling warm-up pucks. The warm-up pucks they were selling, and these are the pucks that they used, and prior to the game, they do, like, they have the art on it. New York versus Washington, official warm-up puck with the date and the two logos. And they were selling the, how much did you see this? How much do you think a warm-up puck? You could have bought a warm-up puck. It's going to be in high demand, but you could have bought one. Some of the money does go to charity. Some, I don't know how much. But what do you think, Carlos, their warm-up puck might go for?
$30.
$30. $375.
What? Are you absolutely out of your gourd?
Well, how many are there, first of all? How many warm-up pucks do they use in an NHL game?
No, not enough to justify $300.
How many warm-up pucks do they use, AI, in an NHL game? Warm up. AI won't know. These people are so stupid. AI says about 6 to 8 pucks are used during the pregame warm up. Nah, it's got to be more than that. Let's say it's 20. I don't know. But $375, you can get a puck. Okay, so some people bought that. If you go on eBay right now, nobody's bid yet. But on each one of these pucks, there's at least 37 watchers. So people are watching it. I've got a puck here for $5,000. Somebody else is selling it for $10,000. Got a $14,000. Oh, I love this. I love this. $14,000 plus $6.15 delivery.
Can't even plug for free shipping.
Like, there's one being sold for $10,000. That's free delivery. The one that's listed for $20,000 is $4.44 delivery. Like, yeah, I mean, you don't want to lose money on delivery. I've put things on eBay before, but you bought this thing for $375. You're selling it for $20,000. Getting a pretty good ROI here. You can splurge for the delivery. So that's what's going on with the pucks. And that there's a limited amount of. Well, at one point, after the record was already accomplished, and you knew this was going to be something you wanted to commemorate, the Islanders put on their Jumbotron that you can print your tickets from today's game. Like, you can get a printed ticket. Something you can't really get anymore. You can get a printed ticket from today's game. You take a picture of the QR code, and it takes you to a website, and you can print your ticket. And again, some of the money is going to charity, but the Islanders were charging you $45 for that. And the puck thing is its own little story. The ticket thing annoys me because I would like to try to bring that back. I would like to try to save that. I want printed tickets again. And there's some ways where you can still get them. I think if you get season tickets for different places, they still might mail you a sleeve. You might have to pay extra for that. But losing the season or losing the tickets, losing the printed tickets, I don't think that that's something that we needed to do. I've got this box, as a lot of you guys have, a box of every ticket you've ever had. Even as a young kid, it was just an instinctual thing to save tickets. I mean, I've got tickets too. That's how I know, like, I don't really remember a lot of the Brewer games I would have went to at Milwaukee County Stadium when I was 5 or 6 or 7. You know, because I live about an hour away. You take one trip a year. I don't know what I went. Oh, well, I saved the ticket. Oh, wow, cool. Hey, when did we take that family vacation when I was in fourth grade? Oh, when was the ticket to the soccer game that we went to? Or the Tampa Bay Rays game that we went to when we went to spend a week at St. Petersburg? Oh, that's when we went. Oh, and I have the ticket. Oh, now I have the ticket from this place and this place and the ticket from this place. I take a road trip with my buddies to watch a Green Bay Packers game every year. And I've got tickets for the first 8 or 9 years. And now we've got none of that. I guess I could, like, print a screenshot of the ticket that I used off my phone. Who's doing that? That's ridiculous. You know, I was down in my basement today, and I was doing a little work at my computer because I was going to do, I did a Zoom interview with somebody. And as I was waiting to go on, I was looking at this story and lamenting tickets and how we've come to a QR code like society, or scan the QR code and then you can see the drink menu. And I swear, I look to my left, and I've never noticed this before, but on my furnace, which we had to get a new one like 3 years ago, there's a giant QR code on my furnace if I need to contact the company. On the old furnace, there was like phone numbers. Now it's like QR. I know, you know, it's a very easy thing to be like old man yells at cloud and why aren't things the way they were? I know it's like that. I feel like this one, with enough of a like effort, we can bring it back. I feel like we can bring tickets back. There's a lot that I miss. I miss when every fast food place, $5 for a meal. Doesn't matter. You get your burger and your side and your drink, $5. I miss when a 12-pack of soda was $5. Why are 12 packs of sodas $10.99? What is that? So there's a lot of things that you miss, you know? There's a lot of things like getting a catalog and circling the toys at Christmas time that you wanted. Well, that doesn't happen anymore. Renting a movie, you know, going out and renting a movie. You know, everything's digital. So I understand that technology evolves, we evolve. But nobody asked for this, and I don't know that it makes it easier. And if it does make it easier, is it worth it for these teams? Because I have yet to. I think, Carlos, when we went to the Cubs game, that might have been the smoothest that I've ever used a ticket off my phone.
Not me, because I had to download an app.
Oh, yeah, you had to download the app, yeah. Carlos didn't have it. That's right. That's right, because I sent you the ticket. And then we went to the Cubs game Friday. Carlos flew in. I met him. And I would love to have a ticket from that. Like, I would love to have a ticket from that.
Me too. I mean, that was the last time I've been to a Cubs home opener. I can't recall. And I don't have a ticket for that.
By the way, quick aside. We sat in the 300 level. We sat above home plate. These are fine seats, especially on opening day.
Excellent seats.
When everybody's going to want to be there. I posted a picture and a video that showed our seats and the amount of Cubs fans that have been trashing me, that have been saying, like, enjoy work on Monday, you poor. I know tickets were like $4 tonight because it was 28 degrees there. But my goodness. What do you people do for a living that you can clown me for buying? They were $80. They're good seats. Sucks having a job. What? For sitting here? Sorry. I can't take off work every Friday at 1:20 of a job I don't have. I could tell though, totally. Remember when we were stuck trying to leave?
Mm-hmm.
That there was a little group of four next to us. Like these guys, they were wearing jerseys, not like Cubs jerseys, but like I think someone had a Penny Hardaway on. You know those kind of guys?
Yeah.
Oh, they were Bitcoin bros so hard, dude. But I don't know what happened, but there's so many young men aged 22 to 27 running around that have made millions of dollars off their phone. I don't know how it's happened, but those are definitely those guys. So anyway, my tickets were good. Knock it off. And I would like a printed ticket from that. So if you went to that Islanders game, they gave you a QR code, $45. It shouldn't be that much. If teams want to offer, hey, we'll print out your ticket, come to this little kiosk, and we'll give you like a real ticket, $5. Even that, probably stupid, but still gives people the chance and an added source of revenue. I think I would have spent $5. I think I would have spent $5 to get a printed ticket of the game I was at with you. And I would certainly do that on all the Packer road games I've done. And even with like concerts. I mean, there was a really cool gift that I was looking into getting one year. I didn't do it, but you can like take your old tickets and turn them into a welcome mat. You know, like a concert you went to, maybe the first concert you went to with your spouse.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and you could still find a way to do that. But how do you do that now if you don't have a ticket? Because you would send in the ticket and it would have your seat and then they'd send it back. But how do you do that now? So, again, dipping into the 40s here, and Carlos right on my tail.
Ugh.
There are a lot of different things that I'm going to, like, eventually be old man about. And I do appreciate the time of the world where I got to grow up, where, yeah, I get all this great technology, but I also know what it was like without it. And so you can long for some of that stuff, but then also, like, you know, it's a weird trade-off. You wish you could go back, but then if I spent one day in 1992, I'd be like, my Lord, I want to order food to my house. I want a burrito taxi. I don't want to have to call somebody. You know, I want to do it on my phone. But the ticket thing, I think it would benefit everybody if we could just bring it back. Tickets, real tickets. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. I wish I could give out tickets to the Bart Winkler Show each and every night. Maybe we could start charging for that. Another revenue stream around here. We'll be back. It's the Bart Winkler Show.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler. Carlos Ortiz alongside. Talking a little bit about the Alex Ovechkin record-breaking goal. Not so much the goal, but the tickets being sold. $45 if you wanted a printed copy of said tickets. Some of the money going to the Islanders Charity Foundation. Charity's good. I say some of the money because I don't know how much of the money. When they say proceeds go to, sometimes they don't mean all proceeds go to. I found that out working in very local radio, where we would do something for charity, but it was really a station fundraiser. And we gave 5% of the thing that we could still say portion of the proceeds go to. They did. But we were really, you thought you were giving money to sick kids. You were giving it to our radio station. My old friend Toby Altizer works in Washington, D.C. for the Odyssey conglomerate. Toby, what's up, buddy?
Well, Bart, I'm hearing John Walton's fantastic call of Alex Ovechkin's 895th goal. I'm thinking I'm going to hear Bart break down how it's from his office. It's Vince Jovi on the power play and all this. And instead, I'm just hearing how much you could buy tickets for. Like, come on, Bart.
Toby, on Friday, I did about an hour and a half on Alex Ovechkin. Okay? But I did it more on, like, why does this record not feel that big of a deal? So I haven't really properly broken it down. Would you like to do better? You're a radio guy.
Well, I'll tell you this, Bart. You know, I'm a big hockey guy. We talked about it all the time when we were together in Milwaukee. It's kind of the number one sport on my list. I spent 2 hours after the Nationals game on Sunday talking just to Alex Ovechkin. So I feel like I know a little bit. I mean, it's crazy to see the record broken that nobody thought would be broken. And then Alex Ovechkin doing it in vintage Ovi, 6 goals in 5 games leading up to it. They were hot, or he was hot. The Capitals themselves are not hot, but glad they finally got that done. Now they can kind of settle in for a cup run, hopefully.
Do you feel like it broke through as much as it should have on a national, like in the zeitgeist kind of thing? And we were talking about that on Friday, like, well, it's the NHL and the marketing, and I don't think it's that. I mean, they could have showed Friday's game on TV somewhere, but I don't think it's that. And someone's like, well, he's from Russia. I don't think it's, maybe there's an international thing to it, but I don't know. I just don't know that it broke through the way that it did. I think the thing that I was thinking of was he's breaking Wayne Gretzky's record, and Wayne Gretzky came at a time where we had Michael Jordan, and it just felt like Gretzky and Jordan were equals. Like, Jordan's doing this and Gretzky's over here doing this. And maybe hockey got more exposure then, but it just, to me, it felt like this wasn't as big as it should have been coming from someone who barely talks about hockey, okay?
Well, I mean, it's interesting because I felt like that leading up to it, the couple of weeks, knowing that eventually he was going to break it, you know, whether it was going to be this year or not, we weren't fully sure, but then eventually, you know, kind of dialing it in, it felt like it was getting enough recognition. Definitely around here, there was plenty of recognition. We talked about it plenty in D.C., but I feel like it got the appropriate recognition. I mean, the other thing about it, too, is, like, this isn't one of those things where every single, you know, LeBron breaks the scoring record and immediately we start the conversation, who's better, LeBron or Jordan? I don't think anyone's having that conversation.
Well, first take did do more impressive Ovi or LeBron record. They did do that on Monday.
Yeah, I mean, they still had to weave LeBron in there somewhere. But, I mean, you know, I don't feel like anybody's having that discussion with Ovi or Gretzky. Everyone still knows that Wayne Gretzky's the greatest, but the greatest goal scorer of all time is Alex Ovechkin. I mean, you know, it's one of those things where if you want to try to make like a basketball example, maybe you could go with a guy like a Carmelo Anthony, who was a great scorer, a great rebounder, but didn't pass the ball particularly well. And how does he fit into some of the scheme of things? And not to compare Ovi to Carmelo, but that sort of style of play, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's not the all-complete, all-around player that, and maybe he doesn't get the full credit that he deserves for that, but he's a goal scorer, and he's the all-time leading scorer in a game that's built around goals, so I think it's a huge thing. But at the same time, Wayne Gretzky is so far ahead of everybody else in points, it's not even close. So it's a really cool record to have, and I think it got the proper recognition. But at the same point, we're having discussions in D.C. today. If he's the best athlete in D.C. history, is he the most important? And I think we came to the conclusion that he's the best in D.C. history, but I don't know that he's the most important just because it's hockey.
Who'd be the most important?
Yeah, I think it's one of the guys that wore the burgundy and gold. Daryl Green played 20 seasons all in D.C., yeah. Hall of Famer. You could go Art Monk. When he retired, had all-time leader in receptions. He played 14 to 16 seasons here.
Danny Werfel
like
had
that.
A nice run. Danny Werfel.
Patrick Ramsey, Jason Campbell, you know, one of those guys.
Yeah, there's some options there. Toby's in D.C., 106.7 The Fan. I did radio in Milwaukee with Toby. I have two questions for you. Since these are spontaneous, I didn't expect to talk to you tonight. I'm glad that I am. Question one, about the draft. My hot take is four quarterbacks going round one. I think Dart's going to Pittsburgh. I think someone else is trading in. Where's Shadur going? That's the big one. Look, there were too many plays where I saw that he made in college that you can't coach what he did on some of these plays. I don't think he's going further than three. I know a lot of reports are not that right now, but this is weird, silly season. I don't think he's falling past three.
Yeah, I don't know that I can get on board with four quarterbacks. I think if that is the case, sign me up, because that's best for Washington to potentially trade out of 29. And trade down in the draft if someone wants to come up and get whatever quarterback's the fourth one. But Shadur, to me, like, I thought the most obvious landing spot for him was Vegas, right? Like, you have Tom Brady there as his mentor, and they trade for Geno, and I don't know, does that preclude them from taking him? I don't know if it does, but I would think that it does. So if that's the case, I could see Shadur slipping, but I'm kind of with you. I like Shadur a lot. I mean, I don't know what the consensus is among scouts of whether he's pro ready or not, but if I were choosing, I know I'm, you know, take it for what it's worth, a random producer fill-in host in D.C., but I would take Shadur over Cam Ward. You know, like that's.
Oh, you're more than that, Toby. You're my little potato wedge.
If I never hear that again, Bart, I'd feel great.
We had a promotion, and I called him that, and it got out of hand. Okay, who's winning the Masters?
Is it too chalk to just say Scotty? I mean,
I don't think so.
It feels like it's one of those courses that if you played there before, you're used to it. I mean, there's a reason, like, you look at the Masters leaderboard seemingly year over year and you're like, that guy's up there again? I haven't heard him Oh, it's right. It's the Masters, right? Like, it's every single year there's someone like that, and Scotty knows the course, but you know, every year we do this, is this the year for Rory? And it seems like if there was going to be a year that we've talked about in the last decade plus, maybe this is the year, but I can just never get behind Rory actually finishing in a major, and especially at the Masters with the bugaboos that he's had there. So probably a little chalky. I'll go Scotty. But if I wanted to take somebody else, kind of chalky as well, I like Xander Schauffele.
I'm working on a DraftKings. That's why I asked you.
Of course.
I'm not done yet, but I have Scheffler. I have Patrick Reed, seems to do okay there.
Mm-hmm.
Cam Smith and Billy Horschel, only because he went to Florida. And then okay. I need two other guys, I'm working on it.
I don't hate that logic. Bart, Cam Smith is one of my favorite golfers. So since he's gone to LIV, he's been so irrelevant. So I would love for him to be on the top of the leaderboard again, but I don't know if I see that happening.
That's why I think like these LIV guys, these majors, it like gets them to actually care about the golf for a weekend.
Well, and so the hot name among golf people is Sergio, because Sergio doesn't get the recognition anymore because he's on LIV, and he wants to be a Bethpage for the Ryder Cup. And so there's maybe your sleeper pick, where he's got a little external motivation to try to be on the Ryder Cup, you know, the history he has in New York with those fans. So maybe he can get to the Bethpage to play in the Ryder Cup by playing well in the majors, and he's been playing some European Tour events just to try to get some points so he can be at least noticed. So if he doesn't qualify automatically, which he likely wouldn't for the European Ryder Cup team, so that way he could get some recognition. I think Luke Donald is the captain, so maybe he'd get in that way. But maybe Sergio's the guy to watch out for.
All right, here's my prediction about the Masters in line of four quarterbacks first round draft. Sergio's going to go plus +7 on day one. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
That's what I'm taking.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah, wouldn't surprise me either. Like, if he's in,
he's gonna overdo it. He's gonna try too hard.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me at all about Sergio if that happens.
Toby, nice surprise. Thanks for calling in, buddy.
Always. And if you're you ever need to talk Capitals, I know you love diving in deep and talking NHL.
Yeah, I don't know why I didn't think to reach out to you. That's my fault. I'm sorry. That's a mistake. I should have called you.
I was expecting to break down the impact of the Protus injury. I know you're national, so I know you got a big audience that wants to talk about the National Hockey League. So if you wanted to talk Alexi Protus or Dylan Strome or any of these guys, you know, you can always hit me up.
You know what I would like to talk about regarding Washington sports is how the Bucks gave the Wizards A.J. Johnson for nothing, and I'm very mad about that. He's very good, very young and very good.
He's very awesome. He's very awesome. I appreciate it. Enjoy Kyle Kuzma.
Yeah, John Horst needs to go. All right, Toby, thank you very much.
Always good to chat, Bart.
Toby Altizer. Worked with him, WSSP in Milwaukee. A couple different stints. Toby. No, just a part-time fill. No, don't let him talk to you. He's up and coming. If he's not already here. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Jeff's in Louisiana. What's up, Jeff?
Oh, wait a minute. Don't hang up. Please don't hang up.
Take your time. It's live radio. Not a big deal.
Sorry about that, buddy. I was on the crapper. I thought you were going to be a little bit longer than
Jeff. You could have not told me that, but that's fine too.
I'm just trying to take the honest approach, buddy.
I do like that. What's up?
Is it okay if I give you a comment and a question if I go fast?
Sure.
My comment is this. On the regular callers that you have to the program, I really am entertained by the Warrior in Michigan, Johnny in Atlanta, and Barry in Boston, as long as he's not intoxicated. If he would call in about 2 hours earlier, I could understand everything he was saying. But I really like those callers, but my favorite has got to be Robert from Annapolis, Bart, and I'll tell you real quick why. He brings facts to the program that kind of challenge you at times, but he can back it up, and he's got a wealth of knowledge. I know he's an older gentleman, so he's experienced a lot. I really like his calls. But anyway, my question is real quick, Bart. Can I ask it?
Yes, just ask it.
Okay. I'm going to go fast, Brad.
What
did I say?
And what's your question?
Okay, I thought I said Brad. I meant to say.
We got a lot of editing to do in post on this one. Ask your question.
Well, what the hell? It's a technicality anyway. They got the same three letters, B-A-R. You swap out the T and the D.
Jeff, I'm giving you 3 seconds. Question or no question?
Here's the question. My favorite program is Guess What They Said. I love it. I just can't miss it. And if I'm not wrong, Bart, does it come on the last hour of the program at the bottom of the hour?
Mondays and Fridays at 1:20 a.m. Eastern.
Okay, well, that
12:20 okay. Central.
Okay. Well, that's pretty close to what I said. Okay. So, I think, you know how when y'all go round and round sometimes when there's a tough question and you can't decide the answer and you're arguing and he's arguing?
Yeah.
What about we bring in Marco Valetti just to make the final decision? I mean, the man only works 2 minutes an hour anyway. He can come in a few minutes early.
Jeff, thank you for the call. I will take that into consideration. We have used him before. Marco Valetti, what do you think, Marco Valetti?
I don't know, Brad. If you really need me for more than the 2 minutes, but I got to tell you, I'm more of a 2 minute kind of guy. So I feel like I've maxed out my potential here. I feel like we should hold on to the 2 minutes and see if I could just, you know, hold that down.
I tell, sometimes I can tell, like, 1 minute in, you get winded, and you have to start thinking about baseball to make sure you can finish the update.
I know. These are all little tricks of the trade. You know, try not to give away too many of my secrets.
What the hell did you just say to me?
Marco Valetti. That's pretty, I mean, you've been called worse, I'm sure.
I think so, Brad. Yeah, not bad. Yeah. I don't know if I've ever been put into the same caller, I don't know, description, where they bring me in when they first start the call with I was on the crapper. I think that's a first for me. I think.
Surprisingly for me, it is not. It is very, it's like once a week around here. Everybody's either calling when they want to be taking drinks or taking poops. That's where we shine. We shine in the bar and in the bathroom. But, I mean, what can you do?
All right.
888-710 for ISN. Here he is, Marco Paschetti. It is the Bart Winkler Show alongside Carlos Ortiz and Marco Valetti. Great to be with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Phone number 888-710 for ISN. 888-710-4476. Let's get out to Dylan. He's in New York dialing up that number. What's up, Dylan? How are you?
Hi, Bart. How you doing? Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thanks for calling, Dylan.
I'm sorry. You're really funny. You and your producer or screen caller, you guys are a great team. I want to appreciate that.
Well, thank you.
I live in Bill's country, so I want to draft 6 female chickens and 6 male chickens. Because I went to Walmart, it was like almost $7 for a dozen eggs.
So I thought eggs were coming down. Weren't eggs coming down? I don't know. I never buy eggs.
Yeah, but milk is only $2.50, and then eggs are like almost.
Oh, the kind of kid or the kind of milk that my kid's supposed to drink. It's like $8.
Ay, caramba.
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
$8 for milk. I used to buy bags at the gas station for 99 cents.
My first concert was Styx. Cost me $8.
Ooh, yeah.
Styx concert. And back in those days,
I think they're still charging $8 to see Styx.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I don't know. I see Styx all over the side of the road, but the band itself. And bring your bad paper tickets. There's no more scalping. I believe that's why.
Yeah, I guess the thanks, Dylan. I guess it was that an executive decision. I guess you don't run into scalpers anymore. What are they supposed to do? It's walk around with a giant sign of a QR code?
There are scalpers everywhere. You're just not looking.
There's not where I go.
Yeah, that's because that's you can't make any money in Milwaukee. But where I live in New York, there are scalpers aplenty.
Where are they getting the tickets?
I don't know how they have them, but they got them. They're probably just selling codes off of their phones. I'm like, hey, I can get you in these sections, and they just swipe right and show you their inventory.
Last time I used a scalper in that way, and I haven't used it since, was my brother and I were like, let's go to a Bucks game. This was at their old arena, and we didn't have tickets, so we're like, we'll find some. The guy goes, $20 for two tickets. Because this was like end of the season and they were terrible, okay? And I go, all right. And I gave him a 20. He goes, it's $40. It's like, you said 20 for two. No, I didn't. Okay.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, so I gave him $40. But then where he sat us was, we were seated in the middle of a field trip. there were like 50 fourth graders around us and we're stumbling past these kids with Miller Lights spilling over our cup. It's like, all right, you know what? I'll just. And plus, I am a bit of a ticket snob, as you saw. I'm not a ticket snob, but I am an aisle snob. So I made sure that the tickets that we got for the Cubs game, that we sat in the aisle.
Great decision. Speaking of executive decisions, I can appreciate that. As someone who likes to frequent the concessions or the facilities, I appreciate a good aisle seat.
Would much rather be interrupted. Oh, I'll stand up. I don't care. I don't want to bother people and walk over
it.
Them.
Because I walk so awkward. You know, you met me now. I'm a bigger dude. I have broad shoulders. But I have very poor footwork. If there are six people that I got to cross, I'm stepping on at least 4 feet.
On the topic, let's talk to Stanley in Chicago. Hello, Stanley.
Hello, Bart.
How you been, bud?
I've been good. You're having quite a night.
Yeah, you know, we're just rip-roaring on a April Tuesday.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. I'm just picking you up after the Cubs game, so you probably started before I started listening. Anyhow, so a couple of things. I saw you on the Facebook with you and Carlos and your little diatribe about being at the Cubs game. I thought that was very entertaining. Encouraging to know that a guy who moves to New York is actually from Chicago and a Cubs fan. That works for you. Thank you, Carlos. And I would like to hope he's keeping you in step, but it doesn't sound like it. As far as the tickets go, you probably could have taken your phone and gone to the box office, and they would have printed you your ticket after the game. I don't know. I'm not
quite sure. Well, if that's true, there should be signs all over the place.
Well, okay. And you know, God bless Milwaukee. You know I love Wisconsin, but, you know, they're not going to print you a ticket that's already on your phone before the game, but they probably would have done it for you after the game. And
what's that have to do with Milwaukee?
Well, you're from Milwaukee, genius. You like the Brewers.
And yeah,
by
all right.
By the way, no matter how good the Cubs are doing, how much you want for Craig Counsell?
Hey, I don't know. I made fun of him on a different Facebook video, and people attacked me as if I made fun of Harry Carey.
No, because I can guarantee you, up until this very night, and by the way, we won, and I know you guys did.
Sure did.
Yeah, you did. Yep. But we did it outside to where you guys, you know, are in a controlled environment now and not a county stadium. But be that as it may.
Colorado tonight.
Okay, well, whatever. Still, I bet you it was warmer in Colorado than it was here. Am I right?
Oh, yeah, we froze the other day. Hey, it's the end of the hour. You got 10 seconds.
All right, 10 seconds. I miss you. I love you. I've never called you and told you I was on the crapper, so you're welcome for that, and I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, all good. All right. I'm glad I gave that to you. Stanley in Chicago, longtime caller, longtime contributor to the show, of which there is more of, including Caller Fold in about 25 minutes. Got some NFL we want to discuss, and plenty more from you. Plus, I got to make fun of a grown man who tries to catch foul balls for a living. Stick around. We'll be back.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.